Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. She responds to Luinishmas and Biakushom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik. The Gemara with base starts a sugya that minayin l'tchiasemeisim min haTorah. How do we know min haTorah that there will be tchiasemeisim, which means that the dead will come back to life and there will be another life after death? And as we mentioned in the Agdamo to Perek Chelek, the Tchias HaMeisim is what brings a person to Olam Haba. He's reborn to get to Olam Haba. So Gemara tried to find Ramazim, hints, where do we see that there is Tchias HaMeisim in the Torah? And this leads us to the question that the Mefarshim, the Rishayim already ask. Why doesn't the Torah mention Olam Haba? We know that there is a reward that we'll get in the world to come. Why does the Torah not mention it? All the Torah is mentioning is reward in this world. If a person does the right thing, if Chas Hashem will be something wrong, we have all the clothes in the Torah. But we don't have anything regarding Olam Haba. Why is that so? The Kli Yakor, in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai, brings seven answers of the Rishonim. We'll go through them quickly. Answer number one is the Rambam. The Rambam says that there's no reward mentioned in the Torah. And whatever the Torah mentions is only that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make that Olam Hazeh will be a mesayeya or a disturbance to do the Torah. But reward is not mentioned. Answer number two is Olam Haba. People cannot understand. They can't comprehend. So we can't speak about it. Answer number three is almost the opposite answer. In the name of Rabbeinu Bechaye, that the reward in this world is Lemala Min HaTeva. The fact that a person does a mitzvah, he gets rain, it's Lemala Min HaTeva. But to get rewarded in Olam Haba, that's part of how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That a person does the right thing here and he gets rewarded in the world to come. So that you don't have to mention. The fourth answer is the Torah wants to show to the people that worship of the Zohar that the ones that do the mitzvahs, they get rewarded in a way that's comprehensible and demonstrative to people that are living in this world. Olam Haba does not show that it's the right thing to go by because nobody sees it. The fifth answer is a similar idea. That before the Torah was given, people with the worship of Avodah Zarah, they used to get from the Avodah Zarah all kinds of hashpaas in this world. So the Torah says, you're going to do the Torah, you won't lose out by not doing Avodah Zarah. We're not mentioning Olam Haba because we're just talking about what you're not going to lose out. The sixth answer is that we're not talking about Olam Haba because the Chiddush is that even in this world, we'll be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Shekhen in the world to come. And the seventh answer the Kli Yakor brings is that the rewards of this world go to Am Yisrael as a whole. They get rain for the entire nation. You get grain for the entire nation. Olam Haba is very individual. Each person gets his own Olam Haba. So therefore, we don't mention Olam Haba in the Torah. The Maharal and Tiferes Yisrael, Pregnant Zion, Pregnant Ches, gives another five explanations. The first one, which seems to be the main pshat of the Maharal, is that Olam Haba, as we're going to see later in this perek, Ayin lo yos elokim zol asecho. Nobody saw Olam Haba. Says the Maharal, a Navi can speak only things that he can comprehend and see. The Torah in general speaks only about things human beings can connect to. So even though the Navi sees things more than most human beings, but it's still something which a human being can connect to. Olam Haba, the Navi can't see. Ayin lo yos elokim zol asecho. So the Torah cannot speak about Olam Haba, which is beyond the comprehension of a Navi. Another answer the Maharal brings is that a person should not do the Torah, not the Kabbalah, which is very similar to the Rambam. We're not talking about reward at all. And the last answer of the Maharal is that the Olam Haba, every person is born with already part of Olam Haba. That's our parak starts. Kol Yisrael Shem Chayek Olam Haba. Even a baby who's born already has a part of Olam Haba. Now, if he does mitzvahs, he gets more Olam Haba. He does averus, he loses out. But there's a minimum amount, so to speak, of credit that every person has to get to Olam Haba. So if so, the Torah doesn't speak about the reward Olam Haba because it's not necessarily reward. There is a certain amount every Jew has, regardless of what he does. Even if a baby who was born never did a mitzvah, he also gets Olam Haba, so we don't mention it in the Torah. In a similar fashion, a little different, says the Leshem. The Leshem that we mentioned the previous year. Because as Leshem mentioned, Olam Haba, every Jew gets Olam Haba. One way or another, if he's a tzaddik or a rasha, eventually we get to Olam Haba. So says the Leshem, the Torah is written as a reward and as a cause and effect. Someone does good, he gets good. It's a midas adin. He does bad, he gets bad. But Olam Haba is guaranteed for every Jew. It really doesn't belong to a reward system. Yes, the way to get to Olam Haba depends. A tzaddik gets it a straight way. And the Rasha needs to go through a very long journey to get there. But eventually everybody gets to Olam Haba. So therefore Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah, because the Torah is built based on schar v'onish, reward and punishment. And Olam Haba is guaranteed regardless. So immediately the Torah cannot bring Olam Haba in the system of the Torah. It doesn't belong to that system because it's guaranteed regardless. Anyone who wants to join the Shomar Shavah email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomarshavah@gmail.com.